You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, happy Tuesday, podcasters out there.
Welcome to
another episode of Money and the Honey with Melanie Hearn and my co-host Kendra Grant.
Hi.
Kendra, go ahead and tell us.
We are here to talk about the money and the honey. Money and the honey is what's on the outside and what's on the inside. It's what you're worth and how you feel about that.
Bam.
Let's go.
So how we are. So
come at me.
Now we got
podcast
it. You know what I'm saying? So today we are going to be talking about, because we are, the holiday seasons are upon us. We just got through Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. But we do have Christmas and the new year coming up.
Yes.
And what we want to talk to our listeners about is what makes people anxious during the holidays. What are those things? We came up with 10 top 10 things that pretty much make people go batshit crazy and kind of lose it during the holiday season. So what we want to do at Money and the Honey is kind of help you, guide you, so that way you don't lose it during the holiday season. Because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it on Facebook, Instagram. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to see a Facebook video of my husband and some guy who thought that he was supposed to get the parking space. No, thanks.
No, I don't want to see it.
All I hear is lawyer fees.
That's the holiday season. So the first thing we're going to talk about this evening, number one, and it is no particular order, you know, of importance. We're just going to kind of throw them out there. Relationships, meeting the folks for the first time, whether you're engaged or you're married or you're coming out or something.
I guess people that live far away. You know what I mean? Like if you don't have a chance to take her by your parents' house and meet them. If you only go there a couple times a year, then that would make you take somebody for the first time, right?
Yeah. So essentially what we're saying is that when you're in a relationship, whether you're single or whether you're married, and this is the first time you're meeting the folks, or if you're engaged, or if it's a situationship and it's your first time going home with them, or if you're coming out and, hey, you might be coming out and this might be your first time bringing home your same sex lover. I don't know what it is, but that could be stressful during the holiday season. Don't you agree?
Diana Ross for that situation.
You say who?
Diana Ross.
Oh.
I'm coming out. I love that.
Okay. You know what? If I was, that's a good one. If I was.
It would be a toss-up between I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross and Baby, I Was Born This Way by Lady Gaga.
So you got kids, you know, mm-hmm. my co-host got. So if one of your kids was coming home and they were in a same-sex relationship and you didn't know about it and it's your first time meeting their significant other, and they were anxious about it, what would be your reaction?
I would say, as long as you love my child, I gotta salute you.
That's real.
Because I lived with them for a long time, and they can be assholes.
That's,
you know?
That's real. You know, yeah. That's real right
love
there.
Love my baby. I'll love you. I'll admire you, too.
Because you
want to raise strong kids. You want to raise kids that are as the strongest you can possibly stand.
Yeah. See, I don't have kids yet, you know.
They're bullshit. Grandkids are great. I mean, kids are great, you know, but grandkids much better.
Much better. Home. Much better. That's cool.
Yeah.
So if you are going home and you are meeting the folks for the very first time, what is some advice that we can give to? Here's the whole thing. I feel like there's a couple different rules, first and foremost, when you're meeting the folks for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion. Rule number one is make sure you dress right. You know, I don't think you need to go over there with your boobs hanging out. Or don't go over there with gray jogging pants on. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the
not
print
even polos.
You know, nothing. You know, don't tempt me on any of this. I think that it's a couple rules and regulations. I know friends, and I know for me myself, I've gone home and I met the folks, and I did the fool. You know, I dressed a little too much. You know what I'm saying? And I did have a little too much to drink at the family get together.
Were you dressed like you were looking for a cake daddy?
No, I'm gonna have to figure out.
Forget the sugar. I want the whole damn cake.
I want the whole cake. No, I mean,
and that means an elder in the family. So were you like trying to generation jump with that?
I mean, if unk
why
come
are you
harder,
shaking your head, Kev?
If unk comes harder, you know what I'm saying? I can't say what I won't do. That's how it rolls. But the holidays, it's hard. But I did go home with somebody, and that was during the holidays, and his family is real conservative, which I feel like your mate should tell you. Right. Like, give me the rules. Like, tell me that my aunties all wear skirts and they all wear pants. Tell me that they Kojic. I'm just the Church of God in Christ. Tell me what they are. Like, on a scale.
Of Mormon magic underpants to Scientologists that are aliens. How crazily religious are they?
You know, like, let me know. Let me know. That's real.
Are they crazy? Not religious. Are they going to try to convince you to go out to the bar with them? Are they going to ask you to step outside? You know what I mean? Smoke a drink. You know what I'm saying?
But is that really crazy? That's the kind of family. That's the kind of family I'm kind of like, fam. It's time to go in the basement. It's basement time. You know,
Mom needs a mom.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, it's basement
time. But you want to know that before. I mean, like, if you've never met a family before and it's this guy, you really like him, and then you walk in the house and they're like, hey, you want to go smoke a fatty? You're like, yes. And they're like, well, you have to do it somewhere else because we don't act like that here. Like, you want to know that. You know what I'm saying?
It's a trap.
But I think that's what we're saying. It's up to your mate. Your mate has to inform
you. The road signs for how to travel safely through the holiday.
Let me know, because I would tell my mate, listen, don't come over with alcohol because my daddy used to drink. He going to flip the fuck out on you. Don't do it. Don't come over, you know. Please, I can't date a Jehovah's Witness because my mom a Christian. I can't date nobody but another Christian. So don't. I can't do it.
So what would they do if you came home with a Jewish man?
Jewish, I think they would be okay, you know, because that's in the Bible. But I cannot come home with Brother Bilal or none of that. You know,
no
I
Muslims.
Can't do it. Nation of Islam, none of that. No, they don't have it. No, they can't. Now, I would date them, but I couldn't, you know, it would be a whole thing. So I couldn't,
How soon would you take somebody home? That's the real story here.
You know what?
By the way, Kevin, no one can see your eyebrows going up. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. Because she's the podcast world, because my co-host is alluding to the person who wasn't even here yet and is making it weird, I'm going to go ahead.
Her podcast co-host doesn't know what the heck she's doing.
I got you, baby. That's why I'm here for you. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and interject and bring in Kevin. It's Kev. He is a fellow comedian, which is my friend.
Very
introduce yourself, Kev.
What's going on, man? My name is Kevin Johnson. Stage name is Kev. You know, doing city around the city, Detroit East Side all day. That's what we do.
Well, Kev, what do you think about meeting the folks for the first time?
Oh, man.
Give us a male point of view.
I've never had the problem because, you know, as a comedian, I mean, laughing, making people laugh, that's how you get people to like you.
Right.
So that's the way that's kind of always been my, you know, my golden bullet is that I can always go ahead and turn on the charm with the jokes, and not make jokes about auntie.
He's got charisma.
Yeah, you can get away with a lot of charisma.
The only
person who knows is gonna the dad. The dad still know what you're there for. You hit the banger's daughter, so he ain't gonna.
That's true. That's what all dads are thinking.
Ain't no charming past that.
Right.
But
we have a 27-year-old daughter. My husband used to toss the guys a bullet and say, "Those travel much faster when I'm mad."
Simple
to the point. No one to be toyed with, but
I bet he had no problems either.
We've made a couple homemade restraining orders.
Yeah, I would say that sounds like you was about to implicate yourself. So I'm glad you.
I was thinking of the statute of limitations. We're cool. She's 27. One more year, we'll be all clear.
Ah, that's what I like. Podcast, what we're telling you is if you are bringing somebody home for the holidays for the first time, please, if you are my mate, give me the roadmap to navigate through your family, because you know these jokers better than I do, and I don't want to have egg on my face. So that's one way. And if you are the significant other who is stressing out about it and he doesn't want to tell you or she doesn't want to tell you, then look, I'm like, I'm not going. But don't stress about it.
Well,
use some common sense and use some judgment.
Yourself.
Can you bring a dish?
Yeah, trust yourself. If you say, are we going to go there? If you feel that resistance, if you pick up on it, and you know, to them not wanting you to meet their family, say okay. Oh, all right, okay.
That's fair enough.
You know, don't make plans based on what you can survive. Make plans based on where you want to be.
Hey, now that's the money. That was inspiration. That was inspiration.
This is why she puts up with me.
This is the inspiration. So listen, also, well, I do have that's Kev nice. Here because you kind of came in at a good time. I got Kev here. We're talking about also, I've worked in retail during the holidays. I've worked in customer service during the holidays and retail more importantly. And so as a person coming from retail, we want to talk to you guys about how to treat us. Okay.
Right.
How to treat us during the holiday. For me, I worked at Kohl's during the holiday season, which was the craziest thing ever because Kohl's has its own brand of shoppers. I think Kohl's shoppers are in a cult. Honestly, like I really do, because the shit that people do for Kohl's cash is a whole nother subject matter.
I think Kohl's is kind of Walmart light
for that dollar bill.
No, Kohl's is like the Neiman Marcus of little department stores. You know what I'm saying? Because they got nice quality.
It's a high echelon.
Yeah, it's Apartment 9. That's 9 West. You got Chaps. That's Ralph Lauren. Let me tell you something. You got Vera Wang. Don't you do Kohl's like that?
I don't know.
I'm like this. Don't you do Kohl's? It's the stepbrother.
Okay.
So listen, what we're saying is, how do you need to treat us? Let me give you a couple tips right here. I had to apologize to a cashier today because she was standing in line by herself and I was waiting behind somebody and they were finishing up and I made the fatal mistake of being like, hey, you lonely? You want me to come visit you? And she kind of smiled and I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. I worked at Kohl's. No, the fuck you don't want me to come over here and visit you. You got one less customer in the line and some downtime to text your boo. Shut your ass up talking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, customer, stop with that dumb shit. Like, it's happy holidays. No, I'm here looking at your stupid ass.
Well, you're there to buy items. You're not really.
Be real. Go ahead and be real. Yeah.
There's no price tag on this. It must be free.
Oh, my gosh. Like, is it what's 100% off? Like, oh, my God. Kill yourself. I hate you. Kev.
Customer ain't always right, man. He make you want to choke a customer sometime, for real. And, personally, look, if you missed the deal, you missed the damn deal, all right? Don't come to me with Black Friday shit on next Thursday. That's too bad. I'm sorry. I don't make your work schedule. Well, I was working. Well, so what? Well, we don't have that no more. You can buy this right here, right now, or you can go ahead about your business.
I feel you, Kid.
Straight
you
up.
Know what
you know what I'm saying? I got time for all that. Customer ain't always right.
The customer damn sure ain't always right. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I've been wronged in a mug as a customer, and I know it. I know it.
You know when you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows when they're wrong.
I mean, sometimes you got to play it.
Resistance starts coming up. Then you can see if they're going to fight for it, you know, die on that hill, dig their heels in, try to come up with a reason. That's not really true, but they're looking back and thinking of it. You know, they know when they're wrong.
We also don't give a damn about you asking for a manager, neither. Let me tell you that. We don't give a damn. Our manager is going to side with us once y'all in the back. We in the back, so.
You heard that here. You heard that first. We don't give a damn about you asking for a manager.
I tried to work retail, and it was like Downton Abbey. Like, they wanted me to only come in and out of a certain door. And I was like, no. I couldn't do that because I'm in the menopause and I get hot flashes. So I would walk outside to cool down. And then one time I walked back inside and before I got back to where I was, like six managers told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I understand. You're confused. You think you pay me enough to listen to six people tell me what to do.
Nah.
And I know for sure you don't.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
That's
the money talking.
Yeah,
you know what
I don't. I don't stress. I had cancer in 2014.
Okay.
And I don't stress.
Go ahead,
man. If it causes me stress, then I get rid of it. I cut it out like my uterus.
Well, that was a bit much, but hell. This is y'all podcast.
Somewhere in some hazardous waste barrel. It's like, yes,
it's there.
Yeah,
there we go. All right, then.
Like, you just don't. You don't.
Shout out to all the people without uteruses. You know what I'm saying? That's
a new thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's coming into 2019. Y'all need y'all new, too.
That's why we had to do a podcast, because sometimes I'll be sitting there. I'll just get so bright pink, and it's bad.
Okay.
And at times, the bottom falls out.
I don't know what it means.
It means.
I didn't want you to.
It's not like my bottom. It's the bottom. So I was driving shopping. Actually, we just talked about parking, and this guy cut in front of me, which is fine. But then he screamed at me, First of all, he was driving a minivan. I've never really seen a man drive a minivan, and I admired the way he behaved or drove. Mm-hmm. So I lost my temper, bloop, bottom fell out. I found him, walked into Rite Aid like I was the police.
So you weren't even going to Rite Aid. You just followed him to Rite Aid.
Oh, no. I flipped a bitch. I turned my car around so quick that but I used to drive the getaway car. So, you know, I got that going for me. So I would find him in Rite Aid. So I start walking up and down the aisles. I say, oh, there you are. Would you like me to call 911? He said, what do you mean? I said, I just assumed you were having a heart attack. For you to scream and cuss at me, a stranger, a woman, I figured you must be in some serious medical danger.
Mm. What happened? I'm so intrigued.
That's what me and my husband call lady shade.
Lady shade.
Can I help you? Ooh. You were screaming. You appear to be in a medical episode.
That's that lady shade.
Yes.
Which leads me to our next point. traffic and parking during the holiday seasons. And how this shit goes wrong. Apparently, I found out that Kendra will roll up on you in the store, wherever you at, if you cut her off for a parking space, and roll up on you and embarrass you in the store like, you must be crazy because you didn't cut me off
because
I'm about to call 911.
I don't care that I didn't care that he cut me off. Everybody makes mistakes. I cared that I could see like how he was screaming and pointing at me and cussing and so angry and violent. And he was in a minivan, and I didn't know if there was kids in the back of that van.
But you don't like people in minivans. I see it.
I bet you. You might think twice. He's probably somewhere right now. Like, remember that crazy redhead?
Hey, let me tell you something, guys. The traffic, during the holiday, once again.
We need to
People talk about Detroit. But I'm just going to let you know, this lady is from the suburbs of Ohio. And this is exactly
why the suburbs where
I don't fuck around, because white women will mow you over in the parking lot, and I don't have time for it.
She was on the way to grandma's house and just pulled over, you know, and I was like, I gotta confront him.
I got shit to do.
Like, okay. And drove to Rite Aid and walked down the aisles looking for this dude.
Looking for him, you know what I'm saying? I digress. Let me tell you, because
when it comes to principles and intention and energy and morals, I'm like the sweetest badass you will ever meet.
I don't know. A part of me is like, that's ultimate white privilege. To get your ass out the car.
I would never do it.
I would never fucking get out the car. Hold on. Get out the car. Park your shit. Hold on. Let me tell you. Let me just back this up. You went to a destination that wasn't even your original destination.
Wasn't even on my
parked
mind.
Your car.
Don't found even have
man,
a right
walked
card.
In. Found the man.
Walked up and
while
down
he
the
was
aisles.
Doing walk up and down the aisles. Found the man. And then proceeded to tell him about himself.
Raised my voice.
Raised her voice.
Even offered to call 911.
I asked him if he needed a doctor.
And no security came. No police came. I commend you. I would love to do. As a matter of fact,
it's
I could have been unfly on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? It gotta be.
I'm your girl.
I gotta be.
If you want to like ride for justice, I'm your girl. And if I get away with stuff because of white privilege, I'm totally aware of it. I will write it into the motherfucking ground.
That's what I would do. That's what I like to hear.
Especially if I see something that's not just.
I mean, tell me.
No.
Can I get a little bit for Christmas?
I go everywhere with
that's what you want for Christmas?
Hell yeah.
Just some white privilege in a box.
A little bit in a box.
White privilege in a box.
Just in a box. You know, just a little bit. Like,
it's going to come as a certificate. You can just show it.
We're going to fade to commercial now where we are selling Kendra's white privilege
guys, just so y'all know,
for the holiday season.
I just got the plug for Christmas. Y'all don't even know what I just got. I just got a certificate for 30 days of white privilege. What?
Now, Melanie,
it's got to expire. It's got to expire. You can't have it forever.
I suggest you space those strategically throughout the year.
You got to put that
don't
in right.
Don't mess around and use it for January.
Okay.
So it's a punch card then.
So it's a little punch card.
10 uses.
How okay. about 36 and a half days?
Okay, okay. That's cool. So let me rephrase that, guys. I got a white privilege punch card from my girl, Kendra. Thank you, Kendra.
You're
y'all
so
say
welcome.
Thank you. So what I do is I don't use all my white privilege at one time, guys. I just use it sparingly. See, it's already already rolling in on me. It's already working. It is. It's already working. It's working. Sprinkle me, baby. It's already working. Look at that. So I'm going to sparingly use it when I go to Royal Oak and get drunk, and I'm going to sparingly use it on these bad tags when I got to go to Waterford. I'm going to sparingly use it and smoke weed and go down the street, even though they say Proposal 1 is Proposal 1, but I ain't doing that shit. But I'm going to sparingly use it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to steal some shit off the store and be like, I got a problem, and send me the treatment. What? What? What?
I ain't know not one of my cousins go to treatment. They all stole something, and they all paid the price, but not one of them made it to treatment.
You know, you be at the car wash, I'm gonna be punching that whole car a lot. Then I'm about to find a white girl who she about to punch. Like, hey, no, don't punch. I'm on my last one. I only got 20.
I think you only have 30 instead of 36 because the other day I know I used a few units at Costco because. Mm-mm. I needed to find my husband's size, so we started opening the boxes, and then the lady came and she's like, you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, no, you know what you did? You know what you did? You took us. You took some, that's what you did, because we're going to open the box, pull the stockings out, stretch them, like, these ain't going to work. Put them
back. We waited for help. We waited for help. I'm not going to keep waiting for help. That's ridiculous.
I don't think it counts.
We could talk here all night. Dave's over there playing Tetris or something.
I want to say to one of our listeners out here.
Catching up on emails.
Derek Bringer. Hey, Derek. Thank you for listening to Money and a Honey. If you want to chime in right now, Facebook and Instagram, let us know some things that stress you guys out during the holiday season and some tips you can have. So next we're going to talk about the financial portion of it, because obviously to see it's money and honey for a reason. On a little bit of a note, it's a lot of people out here who struggle, max out credit cards, and they do a whole lot of things just so they can buy Christmas gifts and, you know, material things and everything like that. So what we're talking about is, I get it. I know that they say that, you know, Christmas is about the Christmas spirit and everything like that. But society has put so much on us to be able to provide these elaborate Christmases, even we don't have it. As Americans, we go into debt, trying to provide for Christmas. What so
we actually just talked about this on our show last night.
Dope.
15% of Americans are still paying off their debt right now from last Christmas.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
I don't buy any Christmas gifts on credit. Never, ever, never, ever.
Well, talk to us about it.
Never.
Talk to us about some things people can do.
Well, I think that people should tell themselves the truth about what something costs. So if you have a store credit card for 24.9 per APR and you buy a cute outfit on sale for $100 and pay, you know, $4 of your monthly payment goes to it, then you have an $800 suit, you know, that you pay off in just 4 short years. And if you're walking around like that and defensive and prickly and quick to be angry at other people for disrespecting you, the thing that you can change, you can't change what other people do, but you can just take a second and sit down and tell yourself the truth about what you can afford and what it is you really want. Because what you want to look good, but what do you really want?
I mean, I want to look good in Gucci, but you know what I'm saying? But I guess I can't afford it. I mean, I shouldn't buy it, but we gotta be fly. That's a cultural thing.
No, it's not.
It's not a cultural thing.
My husband and I have been together for like 20 years. I am the kind of white lady, like, I know, you know, I get it. But it's not just that, because you can choose something. You can look sugar sharp, and it's because in February you took a look at your finances after last year's Christmas and said, I'm going to start saving for the suit now, or put something together in your wardrobe, a couple pieces, and then put one new piece with it. But don't give other people the power over your finances for 3 years because you want to look cute for people who don't who may or may not like you.
Well, let me ask you this. Even not from that aspect, you're a parent. So as a parent, you got a six-year-old looking at you like, mommy, I want, mommy, I want. And, you know, she may not necessarily understand that you're going to, you know, give her a philosophical answer like, hey, listen, you can't do this because it's all from the heart. She's going to look at you like, heart what? I want this baby alive, you know.
These J's.
Like, I want these J's on my feet. I'm not thinking about.
You know what happened to me in a shoe store, real story? We were in a shoe store. My husband was buying crispy white T-shirts. And I had on a pair of shoes. I was taking a call from a cleaning service that hopefully would be able to dust my vaulted ceiling in my master bath.
Yeah.
And I know, like.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, regular people problems.
Right. And but I was standing there and I was taking the call and this young girl came up. She looked real cute, really, you know, beautiful. But she said, she made a comment about my shoes, that they weren't Jordans. And I was like, I couldn't tell what she said. I said, excuse me one second. I'm looking for a service. You know, this is the contractor. I just got to take this call.
Right.
So I talked to them about the height of the ceiling.
Yeah.
And she just kind of, like, she just, like, faded away. She, like, her face, like, she cracked her own face.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if I wear Jordans or not. I don't care if she does or not.
Right.
I just think I just thought she was beautiful.
Was a question she asked, what are those? Is that what she said about
I mean,
shoes?
It's not like I was sitting there in zips or anything. Like, my husband.
What's wrong with zips? You could style up some zips.
Not wrong with zips.
I will bedazzle the shit out of some zips. No, I mean, like, you know, but it just, it was like she felt the need. Like, one thing that I think everybody should know is that you cannot feel inferior. Not just without your consent, but unless you judge yourself first.
True.
That's real.
You know what I mean?
I
know he's going to drop that knowledge on us today.
That's the whole point of the show, Kev.
Nah.
Well, we're supposed to laugh, and then I say some insightful shit. Then we laugh.
And then we get back insightful.
And then Melanie's in a movie. That's the real goal.
So I had a similar experience, and this is why I brought that up. I remember where I don't have kids, but I have nieces and nephews who I love to death. Mm-hmm. And they expect things from me.
Mm-hmm.
So in the years where finances were good, I was able to do things for them.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, you know, I had some years where things weren't so great, and I really felt bad that I couldn't get them anything. You know what I'm saying? I felt bad that I couldn't get my mom and dad anything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt bad about that, you know? And I remember.
Did it sort people out of your life?
I mean, no, because they kind of understood. But I say this to say that one year I ended up, and it's really, I think it's about how things are instilled into kids. Because I will say a shout out to my sister because she raised some wonderful kids. Because one year I went to the dollar store and I loaded up bags of like hand sanitizer and candy and coloring books and different trinkets and everything like that. And I remember going over there feeling kind of bold because we would always go and do the gifts together and everybody else. You know, my mom bought them pajamas and all this other kind of stuff. And
there's all this fanfare, right?
Yeah, all this fanfare and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister called me later on and was like, after all that, the kids enjoyed your gift the most because they got the most juice out of it. You know, they played mm-hmm. right with it. And it went to no matter how much money you spend on things sometimes, it's not about that. So what I'm saying is you can feel like, you know, it does make you feel bad when you can't provide for the people that you're used to doing it for.
Right.
And I think that's why Americans go to such great lengths to, you know.
Well, one of the reasons I never buy anything on credit for Christmas, and I would like to say this, is that my first Christmas on my own, I was 19 years old. My daughter was 7 months old. I had someone had given me a Christmas tree. I had a one bedroom apartment that could fit in my master suite easily. And I went and got the tinsel that's a dollar, you know. I got five of those. That's what I decorated my tree with, and this red ribbon. And I still have that red ribbon to this day.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not here because I want to talk about money. Like, oh, look what I have. I'm here to talk about money. Like, there is literally no journey that you can't go on when it's about abundance and worth. When it's when you focus more on your mentality instead of the circumstances, when you kind of pull back and look at it from a different way, money's just energy.
I believe that.
Just an exchange of energy.
I needed to exchange my way, and okay. I needed to energize my life. Energize life. Me. You know what I'm saying? It's the energy. Is that why I'm sluggish? Is that if money is energy, then I am sluggish.
I am sluggish.
If that's the case,
but don't buy people stuff you can't afford, and then get mad that they didn't appreciate it and make you feel good because you feel bad because you bought something that you couldn't afford.
It's all about that Christmas moment, though. It's like when people open up the gift and they see it and they are appreciative of it. That's why you do it. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, I don't need to eat for the next 2 months. As long as you got the PlayStation, baby.
I see my baby smile. We ain't got to eat. You know what I'm saying? Who need food?
Ramen noodles for everybody. You know?
This is what we eat. But he happy, though. Like, that's kind of...
I know how to make a break. Okay, Kev?
I get it.
So I think what you heard from Money and the Honey is... Don't stress her out. 15%, like we said, 15% of Americans are still paying off Christmas from last year. Do it from the heart, you know. Do it from the heart, you know. Don't let society get you out here and make you overspend. One of our followers on here, Larisha, you are absolutely right. People get depressed over material things. That is very true. And that's because people sometimes tie their self-worth to what they have, and that depresses you. So if I take away what you are able to do, you know, then you do get depressed because you're tying up your self-worth and what you have. So that's 100. Appreciate you, sis.
And it creates this blind spot where you really believe if you had this thing outside of you, you would then feel better. But you can have that thing and feel bad. Everybody's been through that, right?
Yeah, well,
the thing that you think is going to change your life and then you get it. No matter where you're starting out at or what the next thing is.
Right.
And then you get it. When you get the car, you think you're going to be so happy. And then you're driving around the car single and crying. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Some Buffies might make you feel. They make you feel good, like, though.
Bossa,
you know what I'm saying? Somebody take your Buffies. Nova. That'll make me depressed, too.
Real talk. So we're getting ready to, because, you know, it's almost coming to a close. But one of the last topics that we're going to discuss is during the holiday season is, because it's all about family. We talked about the relationship aspect, you know, man-woman relationship mm-hmm. aspect of it. But we're talking about going home for the holidays, family, going. What does that mean to you? Whether you're going home abroad, if you live here, maybe going home means going around the corner to some people you ain't seen in 6 months, a month, a year, whatever, because your schedules get busy. It's just life. How do you handle the stresses of going home? Because sometimes I have a large family, and sometimes my family will put, you have expectations when you are in a family, a large family. Everybody right. in a family That's plays real. A role.
Yeah.
I'm the baby. Mm-hmm. I'm this person. I'm that person. I'm not married yet. I don't have kids yet. What's going on? What's happening? You know, so everybody has a role. There's expectations, and it's almost like sometimes you be a representative with your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. going home, if you haven't met that expectation yet, like, I know when I was in college, every year they kept asking me when I was graduating. And then I remember one year, I just got pissed, like, when you pay my tuition. You know what I'm saying?
So do they ask you when are you going to get married or if you're in a relationship? I just asked that last week. I'm sorry.
No. Honestly, what ended up happening was, I kind of get it, but ever since I started doing comedy, people are kind of blindsided by me being a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where's your next show? I got a joke for you. Hold on. Let me get a book. I got something for you. I got an idea for you. So that's what it is now. You know what I'm saying? Tell me a joke. Or I'm always on program. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even if it's not a program, come entertain your aunties. Tell them a joke or two, Mel. Tell them that one thing you did. That little cousin's
birthday party.
Oh,
man.
My gosh.
It's ridiculous.
I don't want to tell my family.
Y'all better pay for a Spider-Man entertaining these kids. All right? I ain't out here just to tell jokes for these little kids.
Look, Kev, and I want to tell them too. For my family, and I know Kev might feel the same way. Hey, y'all, this is what I do for a living. You got to pay me, all right?
Give me something.
Listen, give me something.
Give them my phone number.
Give me something. But stop thinking I'm going to just entertain y'all for free because we family. Y'all been getting free jokes from Mel your whole life.
Way too damn long.
Way too damn long.
I used to be an interventionist.
You motherfuckers got to pay.
everywhere. But one of the reasons I wanted to do a podcast is because everywhere I go, I end up relationship coaching people for their romantic relationships. When one of my granddaughters was born, word spread that I was in the hospital, and I ended up coaching like 7 nurses because they were taking care of my daughter, and I wanted them to have the very best.
Aww. So,
but I think whatever you do, any no matter what field it's in, if you're a mechanic and you go home, your family members walk up and they're like, hey, it's making this one noise. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is you do, your family feels.
I've been in IT for over 20 years. If I had a dollar.
Wait, Dave, before you say that, I want to ask you about our webpage.
See, exactly. Okay. My printer's broken. My laptop won't work. My iPhone it died.
iPhone.
It died.
See how Kendra just did?
What?
I said, see how Kendra just did him?
Yeah.
So I already
bring
know.
Bring it back for a second.
Bring it back. So I already know. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel our pain. So going home for the holidays, you're welcome, can mean a lot of things. Guys who are watching, what does it mean to go home to the holidays for you? I said for me, I play a role in my regular family because I'm the baby of the family. It's time for me to get married, have kids, my daddy ready for me to go on and do what I do. And then in the extended portion of my family, I think we need to have cousins awards. You know, I am the cousin most likely to have married a white man and do weird shit because I eat sushi. You know what I'm saying?
Oh
like, that's me.
God, I am so that
cousin. Every family got one.
Shout out to that cousin. I'm the cousin most likely to marry a white man. One. That's me.
My sister is the one in my family. She would be the same. She get that same award you got, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Lauren is definitely the one most likely to marry somebody outside her race. They like, Melanie, you just always do that. Like, why? Because I eat sushi? Damn. Like, you know, like. So that constitutes me to marry somebody outside my race. So it's like when you get home with your, and then like families, and I, if you anything like my family, then you always got the cousin that got announced that's coming home from jail. And if he been in jail for 15 years, I don't have the heart to tell him he ain't my cousin no more. You know what I'm saying? He is MDOC 764075. You know what I'm saying? Like that's who he is. If you just spent your 15 years, your formative years in jail, don't just drop him off at the holidays. You know, it's too many kids around.
I guess that's true. I never looked at it that way, but we always got a lot of cousins coming back.
We got
so
many cousins coming home, and then they like, oh, Bobo coming home for the holiday. Then he mad. He's snatching people's plates
crazy.
For no reason.
Yeah, he's still
you know
crazy,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody
no,
looking
I don't
on to
know
it.
What you're saying.
I'm just saying, everybody, it is a portion of people in this world who know exactly
somebody
what I'm talking
knows.
About. They know.
No, I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't happen at the Grant household like that.
It's
because that punch card you got.
No, because of Mr. Grant.
Well, this is our extended family.
Who's going to come in to
his house? These are extended.
Him calm down.
Extended family.
Oh, yeah. Well, you tossing bullets at people coming after your daughter? Yeah.
I have this theory that holsters are for men what purses are for women.
False. That would be cargo shorts.
Yeah. Well, I have this theory that holsters are for my black husband. What cargo
shorts? What else does he carry in his holster?
Huh?
What else does he carry in his holster?
Hennessy.
No, he just always. I mean, you always carry more than one.
What?
He does, honey. And
you
then,
carry more than one purse?
No.
Oh, okay. Wait, because I'm missing
the
analogy.
I don't need an analogy. I now have an arguing point that I only carry one bag at a time.
Oh.
So let's get on that. Let's just make sure I have as many bags as you have holsters.
There you go. How many holsters do you
usually
carry?
I'm going to have to tell him that the name of this podcast is Money and the Funny. Like, I was thinking about that earlier. I'm going to have to create a ghost website to send people to.
Yeah.
Lots of people do.
So, my podcasters out there who are watching it, I just want to say who watching it. Hey, Shirley. Hey, Darnell. Hey, Candace. Hey, Hope. Hey, Kim. Hey, Daryl, Larisha, Jackie, Lovey, Cynthia. Thank you guys. Demontre. I'm sorry. You know, I be messing up names. You know, Demontre. Brittany, Derek, what's up? Joe, Herman, my cousin. What up, cuz? Listen, for the holidays. Also, going home for the holidays for me, I kind of like it. You know what I'm saying? Because that is a time where you get to one up your cousins, you know? I definitely love going home and showing all the pictures that I took with celebrities.
Stunt on them one time.
You know what I'm saying? Especially since all my big booty cousins back in the day used to roll up with their questionable boyfriends in the S500. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stunt on Mel. And they was all like, oh, Mel, you just going to college. You just being regular. Oh, you just got big titties and a flat ass. Now I'm in style. Because Miko said, y'all got new ass with them same boobs. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in style again. I walk it like I talk it.
That's a rapper, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I know I have the in my consciousness, but I don't like if I don't know what song he sings.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm gonna learn.
Yeah.
Bad and Bougie.
Yeah. Oh, then I know who that is.
So yeah, we like to go home and stunt for the one time. So I'm gonna go home and stunt. Throwing my pictures with Carlos Miller. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Annie. Who's Annie Hart, Kev?
Annie Hart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Annie Hart is.
Okay.
I know Migos is more than one person too.
Yeah, Migos is three people. Yeah, she like, who is the Migos?
I thought it was one guy.
Oh no, it's Takeoff and
it's all right.
First of all, I'm flirting
it's
with
Offset.
50. Second of all, I haven't had a day off since 2011.
Oh man!
And third of all, my 20-year-olds, I've been empty nesting for 9 days.
There we go.
And I never had too much hip hop that was unedited in the house while my son was in the house because I didn't want him to go get with some chick that would just let him play anything.
Word.
You know what I mean?
I would rather my mama just not let me listen to rap music. Don't give me the edited version. You and that bitch like, I'm trying to listen to Too Short, like, what's my favorite word?
Girl?
What's my favorite word? Lady?
Why you want to do it like short?
Listen, lady? I met Mr. Shaw, okay, in the 80s.
Okay.
All right. I can tell you who all those people are. And I, you know, in the Bay Area, I lived in California.
The Bay?
In the 80s.
From the Bay to the A.
Is that when you was a getaway driver? I need to know. I'm so curious about that story. I'm about to come back.
Well, I was accidentally.
Don't tell me now. You want to indict yourself, man.
The statute of limitations are out. The statute of limitations are out.
That's that privilege right there. We still
don't need to go to the Bay. I feel like I'm an idiot.
We still don't tell, even if we get away 70 years later, past statute of limitations. You take it to the grave.
You take it to the grave. I feel like if you're in the Bay, you're going to get pimped. I'm going to get pimped for a year. I can't go out there. Get pimped for a year. I'm going to end up getting pimped. And then my mama going to have to come get me. I'm going to have to call Kendra. Like, Kendra, don't tell my mama, but Don Juan got me out here doing some shit.
Don Juan.
The bishop.
I was in, I think, Hollywood. And my sister, we lived in Sacramento. I was 18, my sister came and just decided to get me. She decided to come get me and bring me home because, you know, it was time to come home. And that's before the internet, before cell phones. She just knew she was going to go down to Southern California and bring me back.
And that did not work.
It worked out
from
great
the Bay
for
to
me.
The A, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Oh, gosh. We went all to, okay, so we was talking about Christmas and we went to me getting pimped out in the A, in the Bay Area, and I don't even know what happened. But that's what happened with podcast.
Gift? Melanie being in your stable.
You know what I'm saying? You know. I'm not starting from the bottom. I got talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, can I come with a resume? You know what I'm saying? Can I come with a resume? Like, I got talent, Daddy. I can make us money. I'm a comedian. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me come with some talent. I feel like that should get me up the chain of command. That should get me up the chain.
You should at least be the wife-in-law that doesn't have to clean.
You know what I'm saying? Something.
You're funny.
There we go.
So, that was funny.
Back to the emotional healthiness. For the holidays, don't make plans that you can survive. Make plans that you will enjoy. I give you permission to not go to your families if you need to not do that. I give you permission to tell your family that you're volunteering. I would prefer you actually did the volunteering, but, you know, you can stop by your families with some other place to go if you have the place to go or not. Do what suits you best. Buy what suits you best. Think about what you're going to feel like the week after Christmas. Don't buy anything you don't want to buy.
That's dope.
And if somebody and people, you will sort people out of your life like that. If you don't buy stuff you can't afford and people come at you sideways, like, thank God.
Fuck them.
Yeah, they made it easier.
She wanted to say that, but she wanted to be real prissy about it. Fuck them. That's what she said. They get sideways, and you sideways, you ain't buying no gift. Fuck them. That's what she said.
What's your takeaway for the holiday? What you want to tell these people?
Well, because I don't need people who need stuff.
Like, well, this is personal. Can I get personal real quick?
Get personal. Okay. Get in there. All right,
because my birthday is during this holiday season, you know what I'm saying? So my birthday coming up. Don't be acting like you broke and not buying your friends gifts because they born in around Christmas Day. Buy them some damn gifts.
How old are you, Kev?
I'll be 36.
It ain't never going
to
happen.
No, it's going to happen because I'm about to make a stand. That's what's going to happen. Kendra, I'm making a stand right now. And look here. Buy them some damn gifts and wrap it in birthday wrapping. Don't just wrap it in Christmas wrapping because it's just hanging around there. Put Happy Birthday Jesus on there.
Kev, who's listening from your family? I would like to suggest to them that they get that gift wrap from Costco because they have Christmas wrap that's reversible.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. And is it birthday wrapping on the other side?
Yeah.
They know Costco's in the hood. That's the problem. I gotta just go out to where you shopping at.
You get that Costco.
All these got regular paper. You know what I'm saying? And you can just lick it and stick it to the box.
Lick it and stick it.
There you go.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Lick it and stick it.
Merry Christmas.
You know what I'm saying?
We shop differently, apparently, Kendra.
Lick it. Yeah, we talk differently too because lick it and stick it is. A married sex move with not enough foreplay. That's what that is.
There we go.
We know what that means. Translation.
No more rolling.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that. That's no. That Dwight Howard right there.
Tonight, huh?
That's the Dwight Howard.
The Wednesday night special.
That's the Dwight Howard. The gluteus medius.
Oh man. Oh.
Is the Dwight Howard. Yeah.
Well, I just said I'm an empty nester for 9 days.
Oh, but okay. You're having a good time.
And when you're raising kids and you have nosy kids, and like you do what you can. You got
there. You go. Sometimes you got to lick it and stick it on a Thursday.
Sometimes you get the bells and whistles, and sometimes you don't.
Well, that's how money equals honey, and honey equals money. Excuse me. That's how honey equals money.
Only person I know who thought that this show might be like rated PG-13.
Oh, I don't know why you thought that. I don't know why she
that's
thought
really
that.
That's really funny.
I don't know why she thought that. That was ridiculous.
She invited the pastor to listen in. The reverend.
You know what I'm saying?
My life coaching client.
He probably in there. Look, Joel Osteen turning red like, hello, friend. Friend.
Yes.
Oh, friend, what are you doing? I'm going to give y'all a couple takeaways.
Joel Osteen can suck my ass. He doesn't pay any taxes. He flies around on a private jet. And
I like Joel. I like Joel.
Yeah. That fall off is going to be funny.
That fall off is going to be funny.
It's so petty as a regular person to watch when celebrities fall off. They always have a good, you know, flight.
I guess that's the problem right there. He's a pastor and a celebrity.
Yeah, somewhere he's going to fall off in that little slick. He's going to run out of oil for his hair. It's going to start looking dry.
That's
shit.
Made out of endangered species pelts.
Y'all going to leave Joe alone. Joe help me. He be like, friend. Friend. I'll be like, what, Joe?
God so wants friendly. You to be rich as
I'll
me.
I'll be like, thank you,
well,
Joe.
Well, not as rich as me, per se.
I'll be like, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. I don't know why people think Christians supposed to be broke. We ain't supposed to be broke.
No.
But here's the whole thing.
We just mostly are.
You know what I'm saying? That's because we skip all over
except
that word.
Except for the guy
you know what?
At the front of the Astrodome who's flying on the
because
private
we missed that whole
the
part.
Problem.
You know, we missed the 80-20. We'll pay no tithes. That's
we'll do that. We'll do it right.
Yeah, we'll pay no tithes. That's why. People got to pay tithes. So, listen.
Well, tithe to your financial planner.
I'm not tithing that because my financial planner can't get me into heaven. So, fuck him. Who's next?
Sometimes people tithe only to church. That's 10%. But rearrange some things. Pay your account or your accountant or somebody else to make your finances right.
Mm-hmm.
You will spend less money than you do on interest.
Well, here's the thing. Really, honestly, and this is off topic because I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get on and give up our summary because we got a few minutes.
She's been trying to close this down for 18 minutes.
I have, but this is what I do. So, really, biblically, how we do it is really 80-20. Most people don't live by 80-20. 10% of tithes, 10% you pay yourself and take care of your own savings, and then the 80% you take care of everything else with. We miss the 80-20. Nobody really pays their self. They pay everybody else, but they really don't pay their self. So that's where that comes from. But that could be another topic we'll talk about on next Tuesday. So I'm going to give you my wrap-up synopsis on how to not stress out during the holiday season. First of all, if you're going home for the holidays, get a roadmap. Let your family know. Let your friends know. If you got a drunk uncle, I'm not bringing my Hennessy over. If you got a klepto cousin, then I'm going to leave my purse in the car. If y'all got bed bugs, I'm not wearing a wool coat. Number two, if you are working in retail, listen, and you are a customer, leave those people the fuck alone. Stop asking stupid questions like, oh, it does have a price tag. It must be free. Oh, what's the discount? 100%. Oh, I want to see your manager, because we don't give two fucks, because me and the manager is going to talk about you in the back anyway, okay? Number three, we discussed buying gifts. If you ain't got it, don't do it. And if you can't do it, you ain't got it. And if they can't understand that, then they ain't fucking with you anyway. And the words of Big Sean, I don't fuck with you. So you got to leave that alone anyway. And then families going home for the holidays. Going from home for the holidays, listen, one up your cousins. If you've been an underdog in your family for a long time and you done came up this year, one up them cousins. You know what I'm saying? One up that cousin that got that wavy hair on the side and now natural hair back in. One up that bitch. Pretty one up people. Run up the light-skinned cousin, because now Wakanda is back. Wakanda forever. You know what I'm saying? White people, one up that one cousin who had to take them breast implants out now, so now your natural implants is cool. White women who had back who had big booties, one up them cousins who used to talk about you back in the day, because you didn't have a white girl body from Livonia and you couldn't wear no khakis and shit. You had to wear jeans, and they like, oh, she's a black girl body, because you winning in these streets now. One up them hoes. And lastly, Kendra, my co-host, did let us know about white privilege and tracking and traffic and parking. Y'all watch out for the white lady in Subarus, because they will follow you in the fucking store. They will cuss you the hell out and everything like that. And before
they will lady shade you.
They will lady shade the fuck out of you.
That's what that is. That's lady shade.
And last,
I don't have to say a single profane word at to make all. You cry.
And last but not least, I just want to let the world know that I just received the best present that anybody in this earth can ever have. I already received my salvation from the Lord, but secondly, I received a 30-day punch card, a white privilege from Kendra Grant. Thank you. 36 and a half days of white privilege, guys. Like when you go to the car wash and they stump your shit, I got that, okay? I have to use it sparingly. All right, I can't just use it everywhere. So if y'all want to go to Royal Oak with me, I'm a drive.
Lord and Taylor.
I'm a drive for everybody that want to go to Royal Oak and everything like that. So listen, I got a little white privilege to share. You might get some for Christmas. I might do it like Oprah. You get some white privilege. You get white privilege. You get white privilege. You get white privilege. I don't know. But listen, what I do want to tell y'all is don't stress this shit out. Smoke a joint on the back porch if you have to. Say a prayer. Do whatever you got to do. But enjoy the holiday. Don't let nobody take it from you. This is Melanie and
Kendra Grant.
And Kev is Kev, my homeboy, signing out for Money and the Honey. And we will see you guys next Tuesday. Thank you.